Hey, you're still up? Can't sleep again? Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Me? Oh, I just got up to head to the bathroom and realized you weren't in bed next to me. Come on, baby. Come back to bed. It's late. Severe case of insomnia, huh? Oh, poor you. Is anything worrying you? Do you want to talk about it? Okay. Oh. Darling, I'm sorry. No wonder you can't sleep. You poor thing. Can I help in any way? Maybe make you some tea or hot cocoa? That always seems to do the trick when you're having trouble sleeping. Oh, you already have a drink. Okay. Then I think maybe heading back to bed and trying again is a good idea. Come on, come with me. Yes, and bring your glass of water with you, cutie. Come on. I will drag you back there if I have to. That's it, sweetie. Okay. Okay, get in here with me and I'll keep you all nice and snug. That's it. Come here. Come here. Come close to me, baby. Let me wrap my arms around you. And you just rest onto my chest and I'll hold you nice and tight. There we go. Warm enough, honey? That's good. Just relax, sweetheart. Relax into me. Let me take care of you, okay? Maybe this totally counts. You're stressed and suffering from insomnia, and that deserves some looking after. I wanna make you feel better if I can. You looked pretty upset when I found you in the living room. Yeah, right. Because nothing is notorious for keeping you awake at 3 a.m. Okay, I'm sorry to tease, but it's true, sweetheart. This is the fifth day in a row now that you haven't been able to sleep. Getting kind of worried about you. If this doesn't get better, we might have to take you to a doctor. Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll prescribe sleeping pills or send you to a sleep clinic. But if there are remedies we can try, it's worth a shot, right? Oh, baby. I'm sure it's nothing serious. You've just been under a lot of stress lately. That beautiful brain of yours has been putting up with more than it can handle at the moment. It'll pass. You might just need a helping hand until then. That's all. Yeah. Are you sure you're okay, sweetheart? You seem anxious. Yeah? You feel your chest tightening? Okay. That's alright, honey. I just want you to slow your breathing. Yeah, slow it down for me, okay? You're okay. No. You're not going to have an attack, baby. I promise. Anxiety is horrible, I know. But breathing slowly and deeply helps. Just hold on to me, okay? You're in our bed. You're safe in my arms. And nothing bad is happening. I promise. That's good. Very good. You're doing so well. Nice. Deep breaths. In for three and out for three, okay? Let's do it together. In, two, three, out, two, three, okay, again, in, two, three, out, two, three, that's it, it's okay, baby, it's okay, there, let's keep it going. That's a bit better. That's it. Just breathe and hold on to me, baby. I'm here. Easy, baby. Easy. That's it. You're okay. I've got you. You're safe in sound in me. It's okay. It's okay. Just focus on my voice, my hands, stroking your hair, squeezing you close to me. Yeah, that's it. Nice. Deep breaths. Just try and let everything fade away from your mind. Imagine still water, trees, gently swaying in a breeze, a place where everything's calm and quiet. That's it. Don't think about anything else, baby. You just let yourself drift off to sleep. I got you. Okay? That's it, sweetie. You're okay. Just let it all go. Hold on to me. I'm going to be here until it's all over. Yes, I promise. Just keep breathing. Keep breathing for me. Nice and slow. Good. That's a good. You're worth so much, baby. You're a wonderful person, capable of equally wonderful things, no matter what your anxiety tells you. You are so loving and kind and generous. You're creative and quirky, and you procrastinate a lot. But that's okay. It's because it's a part of who you are. All parts of you are worth loving, no matter what you might believe. You are your mistakes and shortcomings, but you're also the growth, the knowledge, and maturity you hold. Maybe I'm not rephrasing this as well as I should be. What I'm trying to say, baby, is that you're not perfect and you don't have to be. No one is. And no one expects you to be either. Perfection is an ill-formed construct, and we pressure ourselves with all the time. We're all flawed and imperfect, but that's beautiful. You don't actively hurt people. You've always learned from the mistakes you've made, and I see the effort you put in to better yourself for the next time. And you don't give up on yourself. And that's what I love about you. Hardly a person that deserves all these negative thoughts. I mean, you know my opinions. Anxiety is a shit tip, and everyone is better off without it. I mean, you've seen me and my own struggles with it, and it's a really shitty time. But believe me when I say that I love you so much. You're the most amazing person I've ever met, and I just want to take all this pain away from you. If I could, I could take all of it. No, don't apologize, baby. Just close your eyes for me. All nice and warm. Safe. In my arms. Nothing can hurt you in here. Not even your own thoughts, okay? This is an official self-deprecation free zone. No bad thoughts allowed. Tomorrow doesn't matter. Okay, if you need to take a day, then take a day. Do whatever you need to do. Everything else can wait. If you want to spend a day curled up in bed, playing games, and eating a ton of food, then you do that. Okay, baby? Of course not. Why would I mind? Baby, you need some TLC right now. Anything that's going to make you feel better, I'm all in favor of. We'll call the doctor too, okay? Just to be safe. Shh, it's okay, baby. Everything will be okay. I promise. I've got you. Now, sleep. Yeah. Just let yourself drift off further into sleep. Just breathe. I'm here. It's okay. I'm here. I got you. Let me just sing you a lullaby, or maybe hum it.
Mm-hmm.